poor country.
The House Judiciary Committee hearing to receive the report from the Intelligence Committee opened just an hour ago, and the fireworks have not taken long to ignite.
Arguments from counsels for the majority and the minority of this committee.
The protester was quickly escorted from the room, which then permitted Chairman Jerry Nadler to begin his opening statement.
The debates around the framing make clear that the most serious of such offenses include abuse of power, betrayal of the nation through foreign entanglements, and corruption of public office.
The ranking Republican on the committee had in his opening statement that the process is more or less a focus group in impeachment.
I tell you, this may be, though, become known as the focus group impeachment, because we don't have a crime, we don't have anything we can actually pin, and nobody understands really what the majority is trying to do, except that interfere and basically make sure that they believe the president can't win next year if he's impeached.
The hearing today has devolved infrequently into a circus of parliamentary delaying tactics, most of which have, in fact, taken up time.
Mr. Castor is recognized for 30 minutes.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Mr. Castor is recognized for 30 minutes.
Mr. Chairman, the witness has violated Rule 17, and my point of order should be heard.
Point of order.
The witness has used language which impugns the motives of the president and suggests he's disloyal to his country, and those words should be stricken from the record and taken down.
The point of order is not sustained.
Witnesses if President Trump is impeached, as appears likely, the Republican majority Senate would try him on the impeachment allegations in January, but his conviction by the required 67 of the chamber's 100 members and removal from office remains unlikely. This is VOA News. The Justice Department will release a highly anticipated report today that is expected.